24/7 Sports. Following the Browns in the draft is our Fred Greetham, Bill Wills, Mike Snyder alongside. Morning, Fred.
Hey, good morning, guys.
WTAM.com, keyword Browns. We linked up to the piece that Fred just posted. Okay, guys, Dorsey talked about the process. And I guess, Fred, that process led us to Baker Mayfield last night.
Yeah, it did. I mean, in the 29 years or so I've been covering the Browns draft, it never went the way I thought. But I will say, I think they kept this as close to the vest as anyone I've ever seen, because nobody really... He really didn't come on the scene until, well, even the last 24 hours, because there was not a lot of talk about Mayfield. It was Darnold, and Allen. And then yesterday it all started really coming together, the buzz about Mayfield. And sure enough, when they called the name, that's what they're doing. And they said they'd made that decision some time ago.
I was going to say, Fred, that Dorsey indicated last night that he's made up his mind a while ago, but he did keep it under wraps. Nobody really knew till the commissioner announced it, did they?
No. And, you know, as far as when you look at some of the things, a lot of what they're saying makes sense. I mean, when Scott McClellan was brought in from the Redskins, he had publicly said that Mayfield was his guy. And we know before Dorsey was hired by the Browns, he had been very high on Mayfield and saw six games of his early on. And then what was ironic to me was they made a point to say the new regime wasn't going to go under analytics, maybe use 15% of it. And Pro Football Focus was the biggest analytics that the former Browns regime used. And they had him not only as the number one quarterback, they had him as the number one available player in the draft. And so they got an analytics quarterback that hits all the charts, and yet they were going from the strict football sense. So it is interesting. And, you know, when I was thinking about it last night, after it all settled down, when you think about it, they kept talking about winning. When Ohio State, watch all their games, Mayfield kind of lit up the Buckeyes, much to our dismay. But Ohio State defense ate up Sam Darnold. So when you kind of look at some of those things, that kind of makes sense. You know, when they're looking at it in the big games in the winter, they feel that Mayfield is the guy that's going to take the Browns to where they want him to go.
Well, he was the top passing quarterback in college football. They go 34-6 in his time at Oklahoma. So he did it on the field. The big question mark for me, Fred, really, is the size. Can he overcome that in the NFL and hold up to it?
Yeah, they went out of their way in the press conference. You know, he talked about that he was number one in least passes batted down. Again, that's college, and that's in the Big 12. And he emphasized that they remeasured his hands, and they were, you know, he came in at 9 1/4 at the combine, and the Browns measured him three different times at 9 6/8, and which is 9 3/4 in my math classes. But as far as when that's being said and done, they feel and emphasize that he checked the boxes. So, yeah, is that gonna be it? I think the biggest thing holding people back was the comparison to Johnny Manziel, and you know, and he just said as you were playing there that he said, "Look, I'm not him, and you'll get to know me, and we'll see."
Denzel Ward, the pick. Ironically, you mentioned the Ohio State game, considered by most to be the best cover corner in this draft, right?
Yeah, and I had him. We talked about the other day. Had him post on TM.com that Ward could be one of the targets at 4. I thought it would be more on a trade down. But, yeah, they felt he was the best defensive player in the draft. And, obviously, Bradley Chubb was there, and they took Ward over him.
Fred Greetham, 24/7 Sports. Follow him on Twitter. Another busy night tonight with round 2. Browns start there again, right, with the first pick.
Have the first one. Yeah, they had 3 in the second round, Bill.
Check out more at WTAM.com on the Browns page. A lot of great pictures and video. Fred, great job on that, and thanks for the time this morning.
All right. Always a pleasure, guys. We'll see what happens today.